men when I move by what they hear. So if that short, ugly, poor, rugged-looking man can talk well, he can marry the finest woman in the world. But men usually are moved by the things they see. And by the way, if you're a woman, I'll also give you advice. Please take time to look good. Don't just build your inner qualities. Build your outer qualities. Look good. Some men say, oh, I just love the Lord. I just build only my intelligence. No, men are moved by what they see. So build this, build the inside, but also build the outside so that they can even give you a chance to find out what's inside. If you wrap something in a bad wrapper, no matter how good the thing is, I will not even look at it twice. So, but talking to the men now, they say beauty is vain. When it comes to a real marriage situation, that beauty will not count for much inside of that marriage. Look beyond the beauty. Yes, you can be attracted to a beautiful woman, but make sure there is inner beauty also. Make sure there's something beyond the beauty, because physical attraction alone will not keep you. I've explained to many people, especially if you look at the entertainment world abroad, especially all the fine women, the J-Lo's, the Halle Berry's and co. Fine women, Janet Jackson, that people shout about. Most of them have been cheated on. They have been divorced. They have been beaten. But you say, these women are so fine. Who will beat this kind of woman? You see, inside of marriage, that beauty will not count. It's only from far that physical attraction looks as if, oh, it's uncontrollable. Inside the marriage, there has to be real relationship. There has to be real love. It's beyond the beauty. Okay, so men, you have to be careful. I canceled a guy one time. He was telling me all the things the lady did to him. Very bad things. And I was saying, this girl probably didn't like you. He was like, oh, Pastor, I really like her. I wish I could marry her. I said, but why? He said, Pastor, she's very beautiful. The lady obviously did not like him. The lady obviously was doing some very bad things to him. But he was so stuck onto the beauty. So men, watch out for that. There's nothing wrong with looking for a beautiful woman. It's okay. As long as there are also inner beauty. There's also inner beauty inside there. There are also other inner qualities. Okay? They say charm is deceitful. Most men are very cheap. When they see a woman, they can relate to it. They are very charismatic. Oh, we are flowing. We just enjoyed our conversation. That is not marriage. That is not a good relationship. There's a difference between we are talking well and functionality. Most men, because they are not in touch with their emotions, cannot tell when it's just emotions. You can meet somebody you've never known, and you just like the person. I just like her. I don't know why. That it happens, but that doesn't mean it's love. You need to understand that emotional love is different from real love. Samson loved Delilah. Did Delilah love Samson? Was Delilah a good woman? But Samson loves Delilah. That's what the Bible said. So there is a difference between how your emotions feel. You will meet women that you just like and you don't know why. You just like the way they talk. But if you already know the qualities that make for a good marriage, if you already know the qualities, like I said, I've said this story many times. When I wanted to buy a car one time, I saw one particular car. I just liked the car. Everything was beautiful. I just liked it until I began to investigate. And I found out that I and the car were not compatible. But I liked the car. So you need to move just from your feelings to functionality. It's one thing to like somebody. It's another thing for both of you to work together. There are two different things. It's another thing for both of you to go together. So for men, watch out for beauty. Watch out for charm, for charisma. Okay, now the seven qualities you must look out for. Number one, we're seeing Proverbs 31. Let's look at that scripture again, Proverbs 31:30. He said, favor is deceitful. He said, beauty is vain. He said, but a woman that does what? A woman that does what? Fears the Lord, she shall what? Be praised. So that's quality number one that wise men should look out for. Look out for a woman that fears the Lord. Look out for a woman that fears the Lord. What I mean by fears the Lord? I don't just mean that she goes to church. I don't just mean that she carries the Bible. I don't just mean that she prays. I mean but a woman that fears the Lord. Listen very carefully, whether a man or a woman. The thing that will sustain that marriage at the end, most people find it difficult to trust. The thing that will sustain that relationship on the long term is the person's relationship with God, not with you. I've shared the story many times. Joseph had a chance to sleep with Potiphar's wife, but he said something. He said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? The issue was never about Potiphar. Potiphar would not have known. But Joseph had the fear of God. Listen, your spouse will not do some certain things to you or against you if they fear God. My wife doesn't just submit to me all the time just because I'm saying what she likes. Oh, submitting, if you're married, you're a Christian, you know that the Bible says you submit as a wife. You're not just submitting because you believe or you agree with everything the man is saying, but because you want to honor God and honor God's word, you will do it. For instance, the Bible says a man, you should love your wife. That means put her first. So sometimes you don't feel like doing some certain things, but because you fear God and you want to honor God, you do those things. You don't understand that. So if the person you want to marry is doing everything he or she is doing just because of you, the day you annoy them. Are you following what I'm saying? In other words, let's say I'm not beating my wife just because I like her. I'm not beating my wife because God said not to do so. Not because of her. But if you only just because you like her, the day she offends you, how do you give her the beating? Because she has offended you. You want to get back at her. But you see, if it's because you honor God, no matter what she does, you want to stand in righteousness before God. Somebody follow what I'm saying? So it's better for you that the person is treating you right because they fear God than because they fear you. Because the day you are not there, you will never always be there. You will get pregnant. We've heard of cases where the woman was delivering in the hospital, her sister was delivering and that thing in the house to the husband. Oh yes, you see, that's the difference. If it's the fear of you, if it's just the love of you, like making him do something right, the day he's tired of you, he will do what he likes. Then you are not there. The day he won't know. I don't just live right because my wife will know. There are things I could do that she will not know, but God will know. So I fear God. Not that I met my wife and I began to fear God. No, no. I had the fear of God before I met my wife. That means the relationship with God exists. Not because of you, the person is now going to church. No. Do they love God ordinarily? Do they respect God? Do they reference God? Do they honor God? So look for a woman that fears the Lord. Look for a woman that is ruled by the Spirit of God. That is ruled by the Word of God. That is what makes a real... For instance, the Bible says God hates divorce. Many people that divorce, when they got married, were they not happy? On their wedding day, have you seen how many wedding pictures have you seen that husband and wife were boning? They held their hand like, right. No. Most wedding pictures, husband and wife were what? Smiling. They were hugging themselves. So how come they were able to divorce later? They got tired of that love, that romantic love. But you see, if that person is ready to please God by all means, even when they don't feel like doing some things, they will do it in obedience to God's word. Somebody follow what I'm saying? So that is why when I even see people that are Christians, that are supposed to be Christians, and they outwardly say, I don't want to marry my husband again. Why? I'm just tired. You know that they don't honor God. Your husband will not always please you. Your wife will not always please you. Just get that fact settled forever. So you have to make a decision. I was preaching in the mainland LDM. We were talking about love. You know the Bible said, I told you saw the man that was angry with his wife. I said, oh, so of all, I'm done love my wife again. I'm driving her. Then the pastor came to the house. I said, brother, what's the problem? He said, pastor, I don't like my wife again. I don't marry her again. And the pastor said, man, brother, you know the Bible said in Ephesians 5 that husbands love your wife. He said, she's not my wife again. She lives in the next room. She's not my wife. She's my neighbor. She lives in the next room. He said, brother, you know that the Bible says love your neighbor. He said, hey, she's not my neighbor. In short, we've not spoken to her for the past 3 months. We don't talk about her. She's not my neighbor. She's my enemy. He said, brother, the Bible says love what? Your enemies. So, you see, somebody already obeying the word of God. If God has commanded you to love your enemies, if God has commanded you to love your neighbor, and you've been loving your enemy, you've been loving your neighbor, it's not going to be difficult to love your wife. Even when she's not perfect or when she's not lovable, it's not going to be difficult if you have been obeying the word before. Is somebody following what I'm saying? So the word is the foundation. The fear of God must be there, not because you want to marry. Many are trying to just bring in spiritual things to find a wife. No, you must first love the Lord. You must first have a relationship with God. The fear of God is the first quality to look out for. All right? The fear of the Lord. The person must fear God. Not just that they go to church. They have a tangible relationship. Watch out for the person that is outrightly talking against the scriptures. You see a woman that she fights her pastor, she fights her father, she fights her elder brothers, she fights her boss, she's always bad-mouthing people. She doesn't fear God. Don't go and marry her. She will not change. you will be the next in line. She has a problem with submission. Let me continue. Second quality. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter is towards the end of the Bible. I encourage that when you come for these meetings, bring your Bible. It's a Bible teaching. Not a show. Praise God. First Peter chapter 3. Sorry. First Peter chapter 3. Brother, say amen. Okay, I'm going to read from verse 3. First Peter 3, 3. He said, they were talking about being your dressing and adorning. Let it be the, let me read verse 3. Say, whose adorning, let it not be the that outward adorning of plaiting of hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. They're saying, don't just focus on that alone. They didn't say you should not wear clothes. They said, don't focus on that alone. Verse 4. He said, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of what? A meek and what? Quiet spirit. Look at the next line. Which is in the sight of God what? Of great price. I'm saying this because many men don't know what to look out for. Just follow hips. Yeah, she has hips. Or she's tall. No, no, no. They said a meek and quiet spirit is of great price before the eyes of God. That means God values it. A friend, if God values it, you better value it. It's of great price before the Lord. It's of great price. A meek and quiet spirit. Listen to me, men. Do not marry a woman that does not have a meek and quiet spirit. What does that mean in summary? It means a woman that is teachable. People ask me, Pastor, what's the greatest quality you should look for in a wife? One of the major ones is the woman that is teachable. Let me explain it this way. In a marriage setting, the Bible said the man is the head. The head means you are a leader. If you're a leader, one of the qualities, major qualities in you must have, you must see in a follower is the ability to follow. If the person following will not listen to you, then you have nothing. Teachability, a meek and quiet spirit. You can marry the woman can be anything today. If she can learn, she can develop to any level she wants to. A meek and quiet spirit. He says it's of great price before the Lord. God values it, so you better value it. A teachable spirit. Does she listen to you? Does she listen? You know, that's what happened to Lot's wife. They said, don't come back. Don't come back. Does she listen to you? Can she follow you? Can she submit to you? A meek and quiet spirit. Some people are trying to marry women that want to kill them. That is always shouting. Never listening. Never. You can never convince her. Some people tell me, Pastor, there's a lady. I'm trying to marry her. I've been talking to her, but she doesn't want to agree. What do I do? I say, you see, if you cannot convince her to marry you, that means you'll be able to lead her in another way. Because marriage is about that communication. It's going to be largely about that communication. And the same thing for you as a woman. Don't follow a man that you cannot submit to. A man that cannot lead you. It's dangerous. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Genesis. When God saw Adam and said, it's not good for man to be alone. He said, we look for him a helpmeet. That is a suitable and adaptable helper. Suitable and adaptable. The major thing that will happen in marriage is a lot of adaptation. You'll be adapting. You'll be adapting to different circumstances. Can that woman do that? One of the qualities I love the most in my wife is that she is very understanding. I can tell her, okay, this is what we'll do. It might not be convenient, but she will listen. You can't leave the woman there. How can you marry her? How can you? You can't convince her. You can't share the vision with her. You can't share the dream with her. That's no use. And I see people, you know, and really I don't understand how people fight sometimes. I don't understand it. People always say, when you want to marry, the wedding period is always off, there'll be fights. If you really marry the kind of wife you should marry, you have to explain to her. My wife likes jewelry, gold ring, you know. But when we got married, there was no engagement. You don't think that there's no engagement ring. We didn't have the money. There was even no, and my mother-in-law was saying, who do you do program for the wedding? You didn't print program. And at times you were saying that that was a few days ago when there was no wedding ring. You're talking about program. There's no wedding ring. It's a program. I said, program. We'll print it. Program. So we'll tell them the next program. What's program for? You don't tell them the next thing to do. We'll announce it. Say, now please, everybody stand up. We'll tell you. Where do you have the money? You see, but I have to sell her the idea that I'm not engaging you, I'm marrying you. It's the wedding ring you need. Because the truth is, as a man, you're going to find yourself in situations sometimes that will need adjusting. If you can't sell her the idea, there should be no problem if both of you can communicate well. There should be no problem. If you can sell the idea, if you can just sell the idea, and that is the major quality you must look out for in that wife, that ability to sell the idea. Should we rent a house? Or should we buy land and build? Should we live in a small place now and try and build our own? Or should we rent a big house and not be able to pay? And you know, the thing you need to understand is that women, like I said, are delicate. You need to sell them the idea. Many men are fighting their wives instead of talking to them. That's your principal assignment as a man. That ability to sell her the idea. What if God calls you to be a pastor? What if God calls you to travel? What if anything happens? You must have that ability to tell her, honey, this is what I want to do and these are the reasons. A meek and quiet spirit is of great price before the Lord. That ability to share that vision. Men, listen carefully, like I said, make sure it is there. That's why you are the leader. If you cannot lead the people following you, then you are not a leader. Hallelujah. A meek and quiet spirit. Number three. Proverbs 31 is a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. Look at Proverbs 31. Let's look at something there. You must look for a virtuous woman. Number one, they must have the fear of the Lord. Number two, they must be a meek and quiet spirit. A meek and quiet spirit. Number three, look for a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. Proverbs 31 again. We can't read the whole thing. I'm just going to read one verse. Proverbs 31 verse 10. Proverbs 31, verse 10. If you're there, say amen. He said, who can find what? A virtuous woman. He said, for her price is far above what? Look for a virtuous woman. For her price is far above rubies. That means it's expensive. Not expensive in terms of cash, but they are hard to find. What does it mean to be a virtuous woman? If you look at the whole of Proverbs, that Proverbs 31, you will see what a virtuous woman looks like. That means she has quality inside of her. Nowadays, you know, they mentioned her price is more than rubies. Nowadays, a lot of women's price is far less. But for women, their price is chicken. It's amazing when I see people like that say, take me to fertilizer, take me to, that's all. They will follow anybody that will take them out. They will follow anybody that will take, look at this woman. She was not dependent on a man. Most women don't know it, but you are more powerful than the average man. You are more gifted. Look at this story. Throughout the whole chapter, they were mentioning different businesses the woman was into. I tried to make her a business card. It was difficult. She was into real estate. Said she will consider a land and buy it. She was into textile. She was making clothes. She was into all kinds of businesses. And the Bible said with all these businesses, her home was still run well. How many things did they say about the man? It was at the gates. I'm sure he was a politician. Look at government chairman. He was at the gate. Only one thing. But the woman was multitasking. The average woman is more powerful than the average man. God has given you grace to multitask. You can do many things at the same time. When we're young, our mother would wake us up, cook breakfast, do dress up, do many things, and we'll be ready, and my father will see meet with her. As in, they'll meet at the car to go to work. And all he did was wake up and to his sick. To brush his teeth. That's all he did. But my mother would wake us up, dress us for school, cook breakfast that morning, and still be on time. Women can multitask. A woman can be ironing her clothes, can be talking on the phone, can be watching a gardener's daughter, and be gisting with the husband. All at the same time. And breastfeeding. At the same time. The average man can only do one thing per time. You are talking to a man when he's watching television, he's wasting his time, or he's watching football. He's not hearing what you're saying. So if you notice, this woman was into all sorts of things. The man was doing only one thing. In other words, she was a virtuous woman. She didn't depend on a man. She decided to be the best she can be. Nowadays, it's difficult to find women that have dreams. The average woman's dream is to marry. You must have dreams. You are gifted. You need to understand. God is not asking you to do what you cannot do. You are already gifted. You have the potential. Just release it. Just release it. Don't be, you have to be dependent on it. Nowadays, it pains me to see women dancing on musical video. I wonder, I don't mean that. I don't mean choreography. Choreography is good if it's choreography. I mean just ugly, dirty dancing. I think they are out there, but those things are because of a lack of vision. There are some kind of women you can't call to come and do that nonsense for you. The job they have, they can hire you. The businesses they are running, they can hire you. Thank God for people like Tara that own their own business. Thank God for people like Genevieve and people that are doing businesses and that own those magazines, that are doing something. You don't have to be dependent on a man. The man can ask for what you are doing, but God has not gifted you to be able to do something with your life. So wait, and I don't wonder where they gather those women from. Come and shake their bum. They're just gather them from anywhere. So I just said, these people, they don't have family. They don't have people that will talk to them. I said, this is what you do for a living, shake your bum for public view. You are more than that. Don't let any man belittle you. You can be a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. Her price is more than rubies. It's more than chicken and chips. Hey, boy, it's more than money. That means you cannot quantify her price in terms of cash. And that's why the Aristo thing is raining. Money. Oh, I laugh. What is the Aristo going to give you? They gave me more. How much? How many people have you seen they use Aristo to become something important in life? They say this woman will give her awards that she has Aristo. That lane is leading to death. There's nothing there at the end of it. There's no lane, people follow, there's nothing there. You do Aristo to buy more clothes, to do more Aristo. So they bought more fine clothes. Why? To attract higher Aristo. There's no road there. There's no future in it. Future in it, but you can own your own business. You make me laugh. Say he bought me phone. Why can't you buy yourself phone? Because you're not doing something reasonable. He bought me chicken. Why can't you? Say nobody is Valentine. For Valentine, nobody took me out. Why can't you take yourself out? You don't have dependence on a man. Take yourself out. You have to live. You can't wait for me. You have to live in your life. A virtuous woman. You package yourself. You are even so blessed that you are a supporter of your husband. You support him. Look at this woman was supporting her husband. You can support. You can contribute to that family. Hallelujah. You can contribute to what's going on in that home. Add to it. You can have dreams. I want to encourage every young girl, please have dreams. Have dreams. Do something with your life. I'm telling you, a purposeful woman is always more attractive. Any day, anytime. A woman that is going somewhere. And that's when people say, you marry, and all your dreams are... If you have dreams, you in the first place, you look for a man that his vision can accommodate yours. Not that you marry and you close the whole, like your life has closed. Just marry, that's it. You must have dreams. Men look for a virtuous woman. Don't marry a liability. The sad thing is that when you marry a woman that is so much into money, so much into things that people can do, you get somebody can do more than what you are doing. You know, some men like that thing. When they see a woman that's a liability, they like it. Because it gives them power. So you can't go out. But also you can't do, you can't make up. They believe they like it. They like that authority. But if somebody can do more than what you are doing. Maybe you only say you are buying her ice cream. Then somebody buy her a whole shop of ice cream. You're in trouble. Look for a virtuous woman that has standards. It's not about money. It's not about material things. She has standards. She decides who she wants to spend time with. Not just because who has money. A virtuous woman. You see the things that she values. Things she puts emphasis on. Things she puts value on. Not just on clothes. There's a woman that if you talk to them 24 hours a day, all they will talk about is clothes, shoes, you the new hairdo. No, nothing else is happening. Have you seen? Did you see that pastor's? Did you see that new shoe? Did you see? That's all. I mean, there's nothing else going on in their lives outside of clothes. Look for a virtuous woman by the things they say. by the things that interest them, the things that excites them, you will know what's inside of them. Look for a virtuous woman. Very crucial. Next point. Number one. Number four, look for a wise woman. Proverbs 14. Look for a wise woman. Proverbs 14. From verse 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. He said, every wise woman buildeth what? Her house. He said, but the foolish plucketh it down what? With her hands. Look for a wise woman. What does it mean to be a wise woman? In the scriptures, wisdom is described in Matthew 7 as the ability to know the truth and to do it. He said, I will liken him to a wise man who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. So a wise woman is a woman that is practicing what she knows, especially in the word of God. A doer of the word. He said, a foolish woman will pluck down her own hands. I've seen many women pluck down their own marriages with their own hands. There were a group of men that time that they were forming a clique. They were now saying, men have ego. Men have ego. Men like respect. It's a scriptural fact that men like respect. So your job is not to make them change them. Your job is to use what that information properly. The Bible said, let the wife reference her husband. In other words, God himself knows that men like to be respected. And God has given you the power of influence. You can respect that man to do what you want. Instead of fighting him. You can never win a man in a logical argument. Even if you have the stronger points, he will just not agree. Okay, I don't agree. You can get the result faster if you use the power of influence. A wise woman. A wise woman. Simple things. You understand that men are moved by what they see. That means when you are a married woman, you make sure you keep yourself, look good. Take care of yourself. Men are moved by what they see. Simple things. Like understanding the roles and the responsibilities of marriage. Simple things. Understanding simple things like how to talk. Many women think they can, if a man talks, you not talk back. Those things don't bring results. A wise woman that is living by the word of God, that knows. For instance, look at the woman I read about in the Bible that they call her the unforgettable woman. Her name is Abigail. Abigail was married to Nabal. Nabal was a fool. That's what the Bible said. He was a fool. But they said that mean of his name, holy. But you to be fool, not call yourself the name. And David was going to kill Nabal, and Abigail heard. She was a wise woman. She didn't wait for the trouble to come and meet them in the house. That means the whole family will die. The Bible says she prepared food and took it to meet David on the road. And that when she met David, she bowed down. She called David Lord, I think about 14 times, saying, my Lord. Secondly, she knew David's vision. She said, we know that you are the king of Israel. That one day God will fulfill that vision. Some women don't know the vision of their husband. Men are attracted to women that know. That no purpose. In other words, if your husband is a banker or if your fiance is a banker, if you know about banking, he will be tricked. In fact, he will be taking away his friends now. Because he knows, he said, he wants you to show them. But unfortunately, most women don't learn about things. A wise woman, you need to know what's your husband's vision? What's that guy's dream? You don't even know his dream, then how can you even pray? Most women don't even know their husband's dream or their fiance. They don't know. They don't know what he's trying to achieve. After they come, he's talking about other things. He said, my friend, what's his vision? The cheapest way to men like intellectual discussion. When you can talk at the frequency, they can flow. He will take you everywhere. After my wife, my girlfriend, I'm sure she will represent any day, anytime. There's practically no area you want to talk about that you need to talk. No area. I'm very comfortable. There are some men that can't, it's difficult for them to take their wife anywhere that they're discussing. Because when she first talks, he will expose the ignorance. So you'll be hiding her. Don't worry. She said she's at home. Don't worry. Let's talk after here. Any day, any time, there's no area you want to enter, I'm sure. In fact, sometimes I even take my wife to protect myself. Because I don't even know the thing. I might not know the thing. But she's up and saying, hey, honey, tell them now. Yes, we know it. You talk. For instance, if you're a woman and the chances are you might virtually marry a man that likes football. Learn a bit about football. As I said, you don't have to know everything, but you don't need to know who Drogba is, know who Henry is, know who Ronaldinho is, know where they know what's going on, know the color of different jerseys. Those simple things. Four simple things. Women don't know all they watch. Paloma, Gardner's daughter. Once in a while, when he's watching match, ask questions. Say, who is that a goal? Why is he a goal? Where is the post? Women don't know those things. Why is he offside? Why did they give that guy a red card? You don't find out. A man likes a woman that can stimulate his mind, that can stimulate him mentally. You know, women are emotional beings. So, left a woman, as long as she's talking to somebody she likes, even if they're discussing rubbish, she's enjoying it because she likes the person. It's an emotional discussion. We can talk about bed, tie, or glasses, or shoe. It doesn't matter. It's not that we are talking. She's happy. But it doesn't work like that for men. Men talk. It has to have meaning. We don't talk naturally. Men think more than they talk. So a man can sit down here and think for 24 hours and be very fulfilled. But a woman needs to sit down here and talk for 24 hours. Women think out loud. Men think within. All right? You need to understand that. So if a man is going to talk, it has to be making sense. He can't just be talking for the fun of this. Even from childhood, from when they are babies, you notice that women, even the female child children, they talk faster. They talk more. The male children, straightforward. All right? So look for a wise woman. Abigail was a wise woman. Number five. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, I'm going to start reading from verse 10. 1 Timothy 5:10. He says, well reported of, for good works. They're talking about widows here, or women in generally. He said, well reported of for good works. He said, if she had brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, if she had relieved the afflicted, say, if she had diligently followed what? Every good work. What are they saying? Basically, as a man, look for a hospitable woman. Look for a hospitable woman. There will always be need for that woman to relate with your friends. There will be need for that woman to relate. Most men like it when their wives can take care of people. When your friends visit and she can organize something quickly for them to eat or to drink. Most men like that kind of thing. And women have those abilities naturally. Many just do not develop it. Look for a hospitable woman. A hospitable woman. That woman will have to raise your children. That woman will have to, she'll be the one running the home. She must have the skill. Even if you have 10 house help, the house help still needs to be told what to do. They need supervision. The woman should develop her home skills. Basic things like cooking, learn to cook. Develop that skill. The average man is moved by what he eats. So. Develop the skill. You can learn. There's no problem with not knowing how to cook. There's only a problem if you don't learn how to cook. Learn how to cook. Learn. If you have friends that can cook, let them teach you. Because in some homes, it's very good. Their food timetable is very simple. Rice in the morning, by in the afternoon, jam at night. Forever. No ideas, no creativity. Learn new things. Especially nowadays that there's a lot of interracial, intertribal marriages. Learn. You have to have that ability to be hospitable. You must, men like a clean home. One of the things that cause problems the most is comparisons in marriage. Because the man has gone to his friend's house. He has seen the way the wife keeps the home, how everything runs. And she now cooks for him, for them, and he eats with them, and sees the food. And you come home, your own, the pepper, they all move to the right, vegetable move to the left. So learn. Learn, those things can cause a problem. A hospitable woman. And the Bible says, even when we are entertaining strangers, one day we might entertain angels. It pays. That's how Rebecca got her own husband. Saw that elderly man and she was hospitable. She said, I will give you drink and I will give your camels drink. Most women are only nice to the man they think they want to marry. When they meet an eligible bachelor, that's when they are nice. No, learn to be nice to people. Be friendly. Be friendly. Learn to be caring. Then one day you might entertain angels, unknowingly. A hospitable woman. Learn basic things, how to cook, how to clean. You can't be eating only noodles. Anytime he visits us, he brings out noodles. Cook food. Most men are moved by what their stomach holds. Men like food. That's all the truth. And there's some men, especially you as a man, if you know that food is very important to you, please do not marry a woman that cannot cook. It will cause problems. One woman called us one time and her husband gave her a very good beating. She said, it's proper beating. The correct beating. So what's the problem? The food came late or the food did not come or something like that. Beating. A hungry man, a prophetic statement. So simple things like that. So don't take it for granted. That's what I'm saying. If that man likes food, you better know how to cook. Better know how to cook. Very important. All right? Except there's a man that don't like food. They don't mind. They can eat bread. It's okay. Me, I don't count bread as food. Bread, food. That's the first snacks. You will not bring the new food. All right? So it's important. Number what? Number six. I have just two more. Marry a whole woman. A whole woman. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Complete. Complete. A lot of women are you know, because of maybe their past experiences, they are hurting. Maybe they have a low self-esteem. Maybe they've had some terrible experiences in time past. Yeah, that's affecting them. Please marry a whole woman. A hurting person will hurt other people. If somebody had a bad experience and has not let it go, that experience will affect that marriage. There are women today that cannot trust because they had a relationship that the man cheated on them or they could not trust the man. So they carry it on to their next relationship. If the person is not over their past, if they are not over the bad things that happened, yes, we understand. What happened to you was very bad. We understand. It's very bad. It wasn't your fault. We agree. The only problem is that please don't carry it to the next relationship. A hurting person will always hurt other people. Marry a complete woman, marry a whole woman. There are some people that even maybe they have been raped. It has affected their self-esteem. It has affected many things. You have to deal with those issues first. There is healing in Jesus Christ. God can heal you physically, but He can also heal emotionally. All right, let the Spirit of God help you. Marry a whole woman. Don't marry somebody coming from a war background. In her mind, life is still a war. He has to deal with it. I had some brothers that time that were attracted to women that had abused women. Give them self-esteem when they're trying to help. You have to be careful. It's not everybody that enters your life that is for marriage. Some people, you are supposed to help them, not marry them. As I was helping her, she had low self-esteem. From there, you marry her. You can't marry out of pity. Say, the way she is, nobody has to marry her. Let me marry her. No, let her deal with that issue. A hurting person will hurt other people. All right? Marry a whole woman. Marry a complete woman. Over the past experience. Over good self-esteem. She loves herself. There are people that become what happened to them. They hate themselves. Somebody that hates themselves cannot love you. They love your neighbor as what? As yourself. So marry a whole woman. Let her be healed. You can help her go through the process, but don't marry somebody that is still in the process. Let her be healed. Sometimes some people do what they call, they bounce back. Because somebody has had a bad relationship, just jump to the next one to forget the last one. That's not a good reason to marry. Because that one didn't work. So let me use on that one to repair this one. To repair the hurt. No. Let God heal you. You need to let go of that past. You cannot hold on forgiveness. Let go of it. Let trust God to sort you out, to bless you, to help you, and to reward you with another person. So men, I will encourage you, look for a whole woman. Look for a whole woman. Like I said before, there are people that fight. They had a problem with authority in their life. Maybe their father was not there. Their father did not do right. So they started challenging the authority of their father. From there, they challenged the authority of their elder brother. From there, they challenged the authority of their boss. They challenged the authority of their pastor. They challenged the authority of their lecturer. Anybody above them, they fight. They hate authority over them. You're a husband. You're supposed to be the head. She will fight you too. Until she deals with that issue. Why? What is this? Do you have a problem with leadership? Maybe she has been hurt in times past. Sort it out first. Before you move to the next level. And the last one, number seven. Number seven. Marry. Look at Proverbs 31. Let me read the scripture first. Proverbs 31. And this one is very important. We've had to rescue people sometimes because they don't take these things seriously. Proverbs 31, verse 11. He said, the heart of her husband doeth safely what? Trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He said, the heart of her husband doeth safely what? Trust in her. Marry a trustworthy woman. Friend, in marriage, there is nothing that can take the place of trust. If both of you don't trust yourself, then you have nothing. If you don't trust each other, then you have nothing. Trust. He said, his heart doeth safely trust in her. It will amaze you. You know, the average man thinks that it is men that cheat the most. It will amaze you the amount of women that are cheating on their spouse or in their relationship. Trust is a major issue. I told you a story that they found out in one embassy. So those days when you want to travel, if you want to travel with your family, they just say bring birth certificate, bring your picture. But now they do DNA tests to be sure of your family. And they found that about 60% of those families that come, the child belongs to the woman, it doesn't belong to the man. As a way match. Belongs to the woman, yes, but by the DNA test we are seeing, doesn't belong to the man. Trustworthy woman. A trustworthy woman. It's a gracious woman will retain her honor. It doesn't look good for a woman to lie. You know, he's supposed to say, it's not mad. Sometimes you just tell one lie. You just, no. Look, the woman that lies for you will lie against you. Will lie to you. I'm skeptical of people that, if you lie in my presence, why won't you lie to me? If you could lie to this guy, then why won't you lie to me? The day you are under pressure, you will lie to me. One day I was in a bank somewhere in Festac, and I was outside the bank, and there was a fine girl wearing skirt, trouser suit, looking very fine with high heels, very fine girl. She was on the phone, but in Festac. And they were coming and saying, yes, sir, I'm an Oshodi. I started to check, maybe I'm the one that. Sir, are we in Oshodi? I think it's Festac now, we don't check everywhere. Fine girl, but there are integrity issues. Maybe the person is talking about, maybe that one is in love. Trustworthy. Some people have to monitor where there are people I've heard of that they have friends in telecoms. They call the person, download all the numbers she has called. They check all our text messages. They collect the SIM and go and check it. No trust. But where did you go today? You tell him about the person. You called the place to confirm. Did she come there? There's somebody ahead of that you will call. Where are you? He said, I'm in so-and-so's house. Say, give them everybody the phone. Who and who is there? Let me ask them. Where are you people? I mean, you cannot take your wife's word or your husband's word. It sounds funny, but without trust, you have nothing. You're not able to sleep at night. Look for a trustworthy woman. A trustworthy woman. Not a liar. Not somebody that you cannot trust. Trustworthy. She lives a sexually pure life. Lives a holy life. It wasn't a coincidence that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a virgin. And you're like, can you imagine if she was not a virgin? Maybe she had been sleeping with some people before, and suddenly she's pregnant, and they ask her who is responsible, and she said the Holy Ghost. Controversy would have been too much. Some men would be happy because maybe they slept with her. I said, thank God they didn't come early. Thank God she said the Holy Ghost. There will be serious controversy. So live a clean life. There is need for trust. If you are lying today, why do you think you will suddenly change? The same line you have to cross to commit fornication is the same line you will cross to commit adultery. Most people don't know. And the same thing, if you look at Galatians chapter 5, where they mention the works of the flesh are these. The first two mentioned are adultery and fornication. They are brothers. That's in Galatians 5. He said the works of the flesh are these. Number one, they mention adultery. Number two, they mention fornication. The same line. If you cannot hold yourself from doing the wrong thing, now why do you think? Some people think that when you marry, all your sexual temptation is solved. All the sexual pressure is solved. You are joking. Is this time marriage you will see the real temptation? If I just marry, I'm over. No. Self-control is important. Being a person of integrity is important. Either before or after marriage, you must live a life of integrity. You must live a life of integrity. So stop the lying. Watch out for the lady that's quick to lie for you. Say she's very good. If you carry her to go and help you lie. Because she's very skillful. You are laying a bad foundation. You are training her to lie to you. Their family is where the husband and wife don't even know what each other own. All the money is hidden. They hide their side from the work. They hide it. Don't trust. Don't trust. Hallelujah. The man has built a house. The woman has built a house. But they don't know. What do they know about it? Why should somebody be able to tell you something from outside that your spouse or your fiancé has not told you? Before you can believe an outsider over the person that you know, then there's a problem. Work on the trust issue. Don't marry a trustworthy woman. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I declare over you, you will have the marriage of your dream. You will not struggle in your marriage. Marriage can be peaceful if you look out for the right qualities. If you position yourself in the right way, you can have the marriage of your dream. And I declare that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and just speak the word of prayer. Say, Lord, as you have heard your word, we ask for you to enlighten us. We ask that we'll walk in line with your will. We'll walk in line with your word. It will be unto us as I've spoken today. In Jesus' mighty name. Please just bow your heads for 1 minute. Let your heads be bowed. I want to pray for the person in this service today that is not yet born again. If you have not met Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to pray with you. Because all these things we are saying is not just about the theory. It's about having the Spirit of God in you. It's about having the relationship with God. So I want to pray with you wherever you are right now. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, all heads are bowed. I need you to just raise your hand. Please, everybody bow your head. At this point, there's no movement. I just want to pray. Just bow your heads. Please raise your hand if you want to give your heart to Jesus today. Let me pray with you quickly. God bless you. I can see that hand at the back. God bless you. Just raise your hand. God will not only help you in your marriage, he'll help you in every other area of your life. Please just raise your hand. God bless you. I can see those hands. You want to give your heart to Jesus today. Just raise your hand wherever you are sitting. Just raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you right where you are. Just raise it up. Let me see. Just raise it up. Let me see. God bless you. I can see the hand. Just raise the hand. I want to know the people I'm praying with. Just raise the hand. Raise the hand. Thank you, Jesus. If your hands are raised up, I want you to say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.